Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
Some cases are destined to remain unsolved due to the nature of the crime. On March 9th, 1998, a man disappeared in a case with very close ties to the mob. A case that, because of those connections, remains officially unsolved. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Gilbert Winter, born in 1961, was a jeweler by trade, but behind the scenes, worked as an enforcer with the famed Adams Family Crime Syndicate. Allegedly one of the most powerful criminal organizations in the UK, with a reported wealth of up to £200 million, in the year 1994, Gilbert, with the help of a fellow enforcer and future crime boss, Ray Barton, allegedly murdered drug dealer Claude Mosley with a samurai sword as punishment for pocketing the profits of a drug operation run by the family. Claude reportedly started to sell drugs for the gang, but was suspected of skimming off the top to line his very own pockets. He was allegedly stabbed so hard in the back by the enforcers that the sword nearly cut him into two. Gilbert Winter was charged with the murder, but once taken to court, the key witnesses slated to give evidence against him refused to take the stand. With one preferring to go to jail for contempt, rather than speak out against the enforcer. The case was eventually dropped, but in March of 1998, Gilbert Winter was forced to pay for the crimes that he committed. At least, that's what many believed happened to the jeweler / enforcer. You see, in March of 1998, with some sources claiming it was March 1st, and others reporting that it was March 9th, Gilbert Winter left the home that he shared with his girlfriend in London and drove off in her Nissan Micra. Calling her phone a little later that day, but never giving his location, this would be the last time anyone heard from this man. And about 3 months later, her car was found abandoned by its driver. According to the sources, his bank account, credit card, and cell phone have not been used since. And as far as they know, no one has been charged with the disappearance, which, of course, has led to a number of theories. The two main ones, which both hinge on an £800,000 cannabis deal, are as follows. Some believe that Gilbert Winter double-crossed the Adams family in some way and was either killed for his plan or fled to the Caribbean with their money and remains in hiding. However, others, claiming his behavior was drawing too much attention to the crime family, claimed that they were forced to kill him in order to remain under the radar. Claiming he was summoned to Islington, where a van was waiting, Gilbert, standing there with an umbrella to protect his expensive suit from the rain, did not see the men approaching him until it was too late. With one source stating, quote, "If he hadn't been worried about his suit, he would have seen who was inside and realized what was up," and that he, quote, "won't be seen again," some suggest that his remains are under the footings of the Millennium Dome in London. In another crime that might be connected to that same cannabis deal, Sal Nahome, the financial advisor for the Adams family, was gunned down in front of his own home by an unknown assailant on December 5th, 1998. Though the police dismissed it, there were claims that the man was killed by the gang out of fear that he would crack under police pressure and inform on the rest of the family. Investigators claim, however, that he was killed by a rival gang in order to cause disruption amongst the ranks. Both Gilbert and Saul knew each other personally and had worked together in the past, leading many, including investigators, to believe that the disappearance and the murder might be related. In fact, on July 23, 1997, Gilbert Winter was allegedly overheard talking with the head of the crime family and Saul about financial disputes and was pressuring someone for the money that he owed. The crime family person was allegedly heard saying, quote, "Just grab him. Knock him out. Put him on his arse. I mean it, Gil. You've got to live him. Put the fear of God into him, mate, so he knows it's only down to you that he's walking about and breathing fresh air." The man, who allegedly was the crime boss named Terry Adams, was later questioned by police about both cases, but nothing of worth came from the investigation. Though it has been suggested that former Adams family enforcer and Bristol drug baron, Andrew Baker, was responsible for the murder of both men, the case remains officially unsolved. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on March 10th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.